Work out what supplies you need. In an emergency, you may be stuck at home for 3 days or more. Figure out what supplies you need and make a plan to work out what you need to get through. You probably have most of the things you need already. You don't have to have them all in one place, but you might have to find them in a hurry and slash or in the dark. Water for 3 days or more. Make sure you have at least 9 litres of water for every person. This will be enough for drinking and basic hygiene. Long-lasting food that doesn't need cooking, unless you have a camping stove or gas barbecue, and food for babies and animals. Toilet paper and large plastic buckets for an emergency toilet. Work gloves and a properly fitted P2 or N95 mask. If you have dietary or medical needs, make sure you have enough food, equipment or medication to last 3 days at home, as well as in a grab bag if you can. If you have to evacuate, emergency shelters may not have the food and supplies that you need. Power cuts could affect FPOS and ATM machines, so it's a good idea to have some cash at home. Coins and small notes are best. Don't forget that you and your neighbours can help each other by sharing supplies too. By looking after yourself and your household, you'll also be helping emergency services focus their limited resources on the people who need the most help. In an emergency, you might not have water. The water supply may be cut off, or water and sewerage lines may be damaged. You may need to use improvised emergency toilets. To make an emergency toilet, use sturdy, watertight containers that can hold approximately 15 to 20 litres, for example a rubbish bin or an empty paint bucket. Your container should have a snug-fitting cover. If the container is small, keep a large container with a snug-fitting cover for waste disposal. 1. Line buckets with plastic bags if possible. 2. Pour or sprinkle a small amount of regular household disinfectant, such as chlorine bleach, into the container each time the toilet is used. This will reduce odour and germs. If you don't have disinfectant, you can use dirt and dry materials. 3. Replace the lid after each use. 4. After using the toilet, wash your hands thoroughly using soap and water or use hand sanitizer. And 5. When your toilet reaches capacity, dispose of the waste following public health advice. Have grab bags ready for everyone in your family. Each bag should have 1. Walking shoes, warm clothes, raincoat and hat. 2. Water and snack food. Remember babies and animals too. 3. Hand sanitizer. 4. Portable phone charger. 5. Cash, coins and small notes. And 6. Copies of important documents and photo ID. Remember any medications you might need and keep your first aid kit, torch, radio and batteries and any other essential supplies somewhere you can grab them in a hurry. If you have dietary or medical needs, make sure you have the food, equipment or medications you need in your grab bag too if you can. Or somewhere you can grab them quickly if you can't. Plan ahead for what you will do if you are in your car when an emergency happens. A flood, snowstorm or major traffic accident could leave you stranded in your vehicle for some time. Keep essential emergency survival items in your car. If you are driving in extreme winter conditions, add 1. A brush. 2. A shovel. 3. Tire chains. 4. Windshield scrapers. And 5. Warm clothing. Store a pair of walking shoes, a waterproof jacket, essential medicines, snack food, water, a phone charger lead and a torch in your car. Keep up to date with weather and road information when planning travel. Keep up to date with Met Service weather forecasts at www.metservice.com. Plan your route with live traffic and travel information at www.nzta.govt.nz. Make sure you have supplies at work, including sturdy walking shoes, a waterproof jacket, a torch, snack food and water. Connect with those who live in the same area and you can work together to get home during an emergency. Adapted in 2026 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland.